Senator Tom Carper walks carefully through the path strewn with corn stalks with Mark Davis, who owns a farm just west of Georgetown. The heat is intense, the weather dry. The tall corn stalks along the irrigated portion of the field stand about 10 feet high on one side of the road. Senator and the farmer stop as Davis pulls apart one of the husks to reveal an ear with just a few kernels of corn.
Called ear corn. But it didn't pollinate because of the heat and the drought.
Yeah. Well, that ain't much, is it?
Nah, a little nub
ain't
there.
Much. Did it rain down here in the last, over the weekend?
We've had 3 tenths in the past 3 or 4 days.
And if you had 3 inches, would it help?
I guess it would help soybeans. The corn at this point is done for. It's past the point of no return for the corn.
As they walk on the non-irrigated side of the field, stands not more than about 4 or 5 feet tall, and the ears are small. Not good for much, says Davis.
We got a couple thousand acres of dry land corn. We've probably lost 90% of that. There'll be quite a bit of it be destroyed or mowed. The irrigated production is probably going to be off probably 25%, if not more. We got, I guess, pushing 1,000 acres.
With temperatures over 100 degrees, the pollination process has been so damaged that few of the kernels develop. And even for the corn that has been irrigated, the cost is so high, Davis would probably be lucky to break even. There is federal assistance, including a supplemental crop insurance. Carper noted that the crop insurance has been hiked from 75% of a farmer's losses to 85% under a bill that has been approved by the Senate. But the Delaware Democrat noted that the House has not acted on the farm bill, which has expired. There are also federal loans whose interest rates have been cut from 3.5% down to 2.25%. And Carper noted that both Kent and Sussex counties have been declared disaster areas, which opens the way for federal assistance. But there are grim realities, the senator reminded farmers.
We can try to step in and provide a little bit of a safety net. I think we have, for folks who have the crop insurance, they'll get some real help. For folks that irrigate, they're obviously getting real help. For folks that have neither the crop insurance and have not irrigated, they take it a gambler's bet. And in this case, not a very good one.
The drought has been driving up the price of corn, and as Davis looks out over his farm, he notes it has consequences for other items along the food chain.
Price of corn probably go up, but it's going to affect everybody more a few months from now because the price of poultry is going to go up. Anything that corn is tied to, it's going to increase. It'll probably take a few months for people to notice it.
Ironically, some food prices may actually go down in the short term, like beef, where cattle will be sold off early. Overall, one estimate put the increase in food at no more than 2 or 3%. But for the farmer, the drought and hot weather could have a cascading effect. Bob Walls, executive director of Delaware's Farm Services Agency.
And I guess most of our concerns in the farming community is if we don't get some rain pretty soon, we're going to have lima bean crop that's not going to pay off. You're going to have soybeans that are not going to pay off. It's an ongoing thing.
But as the sun beats down, it could be a much tougher year than the farmer has seen in a long time. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.